denied their humanity. And a more revolutionary act is saying, you know what, I love myself despite you, and I love myself in the face of your hatred. And it's corny, but it's crucial. So for visible people, influential people like J. Cole, the impact reverberates.
Franny Kelly and Alicia Heed Muhammad, co-host NPR's hip-hop podcast, Microphone Check. Thanks very much.
Thank you. No such
thing as a life that's better. They were speaking with our colleague Steve Inskeep, and you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 638.5, up 15. March, 636, up 8.5. Soft December, 623.25, up 13. March, 606.5, up 9. December corn is 392.5, up 2.5. March, 402.5, up 4, now 4.25. May, 410.75, up 4.25. July, 416.75, up 4.25. December of 15, 427.25, up 2.5. January soybeans, 1033, down 9.25. March, 1039.5, down 9.25. July, 1050.25, down 9.5. December soybean meals, 393.30, down 12.80. January, 365.10, down 6.40. December soybean oil is 31.58, down 35. January is 31.74, down 28. December live cattle, 163.42.5, up 102.5. January feeders are 226.35, now 32.5, down $2.227.5, it looks like now. And December lean hogs are 87.52.5, and they are down 2.5. Alongside me this morning is Les Schulte. And Les, we're just about, I would say, halfway through our 36-36 campaign.
Yeah.
And thus far, all systems are go.
They are. You know, time-wise, as you said, we're about halfway through. And dollar-wise, we're about halfway through. I mean, maybe even just a smidge over. I think the last time I looked at the board, which was just a few minutes ago, we're just over $18,000 on the board. And that would be terrific. I mean, it is terrific. And we want to thank everybody who has made that pledge call at 217-244-9455 to help get us to this point during this little mini drive. So right now, if you appreciate this service specifically, the agricultural services is one of the services we bring you every day here at WILL. If you use this service in your business, call with your pledge at 217-244-9455 or make that contribution before the end of the year. It's tax deductible, and maybe you're working on your paperwork for the end of the year. Think about the service that you use and how much value this brings to your business, and call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. Maybe make a contribution of $120, just a $10 a month investment that would go a long way towards supporting this service and what we can do.
And you know, we've tried over the years to make this information as easily accessible as possible, and we've done it in a bunch of different ways, all because of your contributions, Les.
That's right. This is a partnership, as we've mentioned, you know, many times in the past, a partnership that allows WILL to bring you the information that you use, that you need, and in the form that you want to receive it in. We have a of course, a web service where you can find podcasts of our programs. So maybe you can't listen to the opening market report in real time, but maybe you want to listen to it later on, or Commodity Week, or the closing market report. It's there for you to listen to whenever you want to listen to it. There is a mobile website for your smartphone. More and more, that's how people want to get that information on your phone, so you have it with you when you want to look at it. And we're there for you. We can develop these services because of the partnership, because of the dollars that you put into it that allow us to develop these things so that you get the information you need when you need it.
217-244-9455 is the number to call right now with your contribution of agricultural support. Mention agriculture while you're on the phone, or put agriculture on the form on willpledge.org. Let's go ahead and bring in Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to talk about the corn, because it certainly has been active today.
Yes, it has, and we've gotten a lot more fundamental news to help generate the continued short covering and maybe even a little extra fund length buying here in the early part of the trading day. I think the big headline out there is that there are reports coming from the Ukraine right now that because of the problems they faced in their problems with Russia and getting corn harvested, and also their domestic inflation. They're fighting the same battle Russia is right now with extremely high domestic inflation. They may not be able to satisfy and fulfill some contracted corn that has been purchased by China going all the way back to October. And I think this becomes a very big deal because it links together what's happening in the wheat market and what's happening in the corn market. It links together what's happened in the oil markets and the Russian ruble and the U.S. dollar that we talked about just a few days ago with the actual practical supply-demand fundamentals that, yes, the ruble's fallen 40%, but guess what? The domestic wheat price since July in Russia has rallied 40%, and they've got inflation in both Ukraine and Russia. Stocks and supplies may not be accessible to the export market, and I think this is what the trade is really dealing with, especially in the aftermath of a mostly neutral report from USDA.
So the question becomes, if you're a producer, do you want to peel off some inventory right here, or do you want to wait a few days and see if some technicals come into play and you can get even better prices?
I think both, Dave. I think you want to scale up, sell into this. You know, you have the December futures expiring today at the end of the day or in the later part of the day. I think it's really important to take advantage of these rallies. Why I say that is because the question becomes, is this fund-driven and inflation fundamentally driven price push-up right now robbing Peter to pay Paul down the road? And I would say yes. When you look at the export sales to date in the wheat and in the corn, we're down in corn exports to Japan, we're down in corn exports to Mexico and South Korea year to date, and we continue to lose business in wheat to pretty much everybody. And Russia did sell some wheat to Egypt this week along with France in a big tender. So I think in the medium term, when you're talking about going into or past the March acreage time period, this is a similar market as 2010. And in 2010, we made a very big move up in the time period we're in right now into the January report. And it's amazing how similar December 15 corn looks on a daily chart compared to December 2010. And I think that's a good model to use for both some old crop sales and as well as new crop. And I've talked to a lot of lenders here the last couple weeks with clients, and between the crop insurance uncertainties and the price uncertainties and the dollar uncertainties, I think it's really important to lock in $4 corn, lock in $10 beans, and then try to improve that price. Satisfy your banker and your lender first, and then start looking at gaining or adding to that profit.
A quick comment about soybeans before we let you go.
The big deal in soybeans is simply the meal spread. The Dec-Jan meal spread is collapsing or falling, but it's still $30 apart, premium to the December. I think that's really going to drive whether we go back higher on the day as we get into the later part of the trading session.
Yeah, that Jan goes off the board today. I mean, the December goes off the board today, right?
That's exactly right. And they're collapsing the spread to where it's gotten from $35 to about $28, but it's still very wide, and there's still talk that there's a lot of demand out there because most of the processors and most of the end users are still domestically buying hand-to-mouth.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and good luck with the fund drive.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas, 36 in 36. Now, won't you give us a phone call to keep us on track at 217-244-9455. I saw you taking some notes over there, Les.
Well, you know, what I was thinking about, Dave, was, you know, we have all of these ways that we bring you this information, but the real important thing is that the information that we do bring you every week, and that's the analysts. That's the people whose opinion matters, and they bring it to you. Like Mike Zuzulo and Bill Mayer, who we heard earlier today. There was Dan Zwicker on yesterday. Jackie Vakes is here. Pete Manhart is here. Sue Martin is here, and a raft of other people. And they're here every week to share their knowledge with you and their opinion of the market so that you have that information that you can use in your business. And that's why we're asking you to think about how you use this service at the end of this calendar year and what it's going to mean for you maybe coming up in 2015. Put a value on it and call 217-244-9455 or make that contribution online at willpledge.org.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.